the New York Jets trade for Davante Adams. We heard from the owner, Woody Johnson. We'll take a listen to what he had to say coming up in a few minutes. The great Joe Bedingo will join us at 4 o'clock, but we do need to have a very serious conversation. Last night, we did a wonderful show. It was a lot of fun at American Dream. We thank everybody for their hospitality. It was great meeting the fans and the people. What? Did you just say Evan?
Yes, I did.
What did I do?
Nothing. I was talking to
I thought I did something wrong.
It just happened to be the same name that I was going to talk about.
Well, we had a great time at American Dream, and we wrapped up the show at about 6:45, going into Yankee pregame, and the Met game was still going on, so I hung around with a lot of great people. And these great people are mostly Mets and Jets fans. And we had a great conversation about Positive Tommy, about how important he's really been to the renaissance of the New York Mets, to needing that positivity and how important it's been. And we all agreed on something. And it took a lot of humbling for me to get there. But I just want to first say, Positive Tommy, you're a main reason why the Mets are here, what they are, where they are, and I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I believe in Positive Tommy. And so we need you now more than ever. Positive Tommy, we all agreed that you need to join and bring your positivity to a franchise that needs it more than anybody else. The New York Jets need Positive Tommy. We need tweets about Aaron Rodgers is a king. Garrett Wilson is a rock star. We need all of it. We need all the shtick. We need all the smoke. We need all the generational talent. And most of all, Tommy, we need you to lead us. So, Tommy, congratulations. The Positive Tommy Met train worked.
Don't do it.
But now you need to turn around the fan base that needs it more than anybody else. Positive Tommy, will you lead us?
Evan, what you're asking from Positive Tommy here is, in a lot of ways, sacrilegious. I mean, I am a Giant fan, and you're asking me to dump the Giants. Is that what you're asking
me? I never asked you to dump the Giants. The Giants are irrelevant to this conversation. You can be a Giant fan. You can say what you want about Brian Daboll.
That's an interesting twist.
But we need you to lead the New York Jets, because right now, forget about our show. Sean's the troll. It's fine. Tiki doesn't hate the Jets, quote unquote.
I don't. I love Nate Hackett.
I'm just playing with you. So Tommy,
now that he's just the quarterback coach.
Tommy, not only for me, as a negative Jet fan, we need the positive Jet voice. This radio station needs you. We all need you. Jet fans
but
need
hold on.
You.
I get
Fireman Ed needs you.
I get it. Won't it feel manipulative?
The whole thing is manipulative.
If you know it's fake.
You don't think Positive Tommy with the Mets is kind of fake?
I just think
just a little bit.
Tommy would have to work really, really hard to fake it.
Tiki, hold on, Tommy. You'll get a
and
chance
Tommy's
to speak.
Tommy's not a faker.
Tiki, in the middle of June, he was faking it more than...
I'm not going to follow up with that.
He was faking it all.
I thought men can't fake it.
Oh, you can, trust me.
I faked that.
Sean! How much was Tommy faking it in a little bit mid-June?
Very much.
Okay, so don't comment any further. You know he could fake it, right, Tommy? I mean, Sean?
I've spent enough time with him, yes, that I know he could fake it.
Faking it's not the issue. I love the man, so don't take any issue to this. He's one big fake. And that's
sometimes
okay.
You're just tired. You want to go to bed. It's like, how long do we have to be doing this for?
Isn't the saying fake it till you make it?
That's right. We need Positive Tommy helping the New York Jets cause. So with your permission, of course, Tiki and Sean, will you allow Positive Tommy share his positivity?
I'll gladly pimp him out to you Jet fans.
Thank you.
I just don't know if it'll be real.
It doesn't
matter. It'll be fake. And ultimately, it'll be unsatisfying for both sides.
I just need to see the tweets being pumped out like 10 times a week. Garrett Wilson is amazing. He's box office. We need all of it, Tommy! Look, we're desperate! Desperate times call for desperate measures!
McDonald's breaks out the McRib once every 2 years, right? He could be the McRib to the Jets.
So you would approve of this, Sean?
There's nothing I'd like more than seeing the Positive Tommy bit get blown up, and there's no better team to blow it up than the New York Jets.
So, Tommy, we need you. This wasn't just me saying it. I think Kendrick and Suffren is on hold right now. He was a big part of the meetings as well. We need you. Lead us.
So the origins of Positive Tommy were to reverse the negativity and toxicity that existed for decades in the Mets fandom.
Yes!
Steve Cohen even brought this up.
Yes!
When they went to the NLCS, he said, I, this being Steve Cohen, am trying to reverse that. That's what Positive Tommy's been trying to do on social media and here on WFAN. I think I've done a damn good job of that. Even Evan is now bending the knee to Positive Tommy. So, Jet fans in the tri-state area, Evan Roberts, Joe Beningo, Fireman Ed, Jet fans, you've been suffering long enough. You will no longer suffer.
We have our leader!
You will no longer sit in silence. You will no longer have big brothers like Sean Marash, like Tiki Barber kicking dirt on you. Positive Tommy has joined the Jets. Jet fans, I will lead us.
Yes!
Aaron Rodgers is not washed. Davante Adams is a Hall of Fame wide receiver. The Jets have the best defense in New York. And Jet fans, I wouldn't make any vacation plans in January. I wouldn't make any vacation plans in February because the Jets will be playing football.
That's my guy right there. Thank you, Tommy. This is what we need.
You feel so much better.
I feel like 10 times better.
Really?
I really do.
I think it's very important for Jet fans because of all the negativity that's existed for years.
How
and you're right.
How much is he paying you? Seriously, how much is he paying you?
Well, he better be starting.
This is the best. This is the best. Haven't you seen what happened here?
What happened?
There's a chance that that last minute that we'll never get back from our lives actually leads to the Mets never winning another game again the rest of the year. And the Jets have canceled everything with Positive Tommy.
So Positive Tommy has the script for baseball. So I'm not worried about the Mets at all. I have the script. I've been right all along. I got to get the football script here. But Jet fans, I'm very confident that I will get that script. And I will not lead you astray.
Thank you, Tommy. We need this.